Welcome, welcome, welcome. I apologize that I have not been consistent, but I'm telling you, consistency you will see. Had a lot going on. I thank you all for those of you that's tuning in, for those of you that's supporting. I thank God for you, and I pray that you continue to support me. Share, like it, get me there. Amen. What's going on? Pray that you are having a wonderful day. Pray that the Lord has been nothing but good to you. Pray that you've learned. I pray that you've seen. I pray that you've experienced new things. I pray that you have just been improving and being better. Don't be sorry, be better. I pray that, you know, in the mistakes you've made, you've realized that you make no mistakes when you learn from them, because then they become lessons. But I thank you all for tuning in. This is J Best For Real. This is your boy, your uncle, your cousin, your brother. I'm not an uncle, but you know what I'm saying. But I thank you all for tuning in. I'm going to talk to you all about how to distribute yourself, how to allocate yourself. And I know that kind of sort of has a negative connotation to it. I know it sounds kind of derogative, but what I'm meaning by that is how much of you everybody is supposed to see or experience, or how much of you need to acknowledge to people, you know. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because this is something that is serious in the 21st century, and something that's serious within my generation, and I'm sure in other generations before me and will be after me. But I just want to say that whenever it comes to, you know, us being in relations and things of that nature, we sometimes get caught up in thinking that we're supposed to give all of us to everybody, or all of us to every situation. And we end up putting all of our energy, we end up putting all of us in a vulnerable state. And then that person or that thing ends up misusing the all that we gave. We thought that because we gave our all, we thought that because we gave everything and we made sure that we gave 110%, that we were going to get that back. It was going to be reciprocated. But it ended up being, we end up getting the short end of the stick, and we end up being let down. We end up being hurt. And a lot of times that causes our trust issue, that causes us to have issues within ourselves. We get low self-esteem. We become depressed. We think that we're the oppressed. And a lot of times we cower down and we belittle ourselves. We start to think that some situations are bigger than they actually are. And I'd stop by to tell you and encourage you that the bigger it seems, the better the blessing. So just because it seems big doesn't mean that it is big, because remember, your God is bigger. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us to have power, for us to be bigger. He wants us to know that we're bigger than all, because the Bible says that God would never leave us nor forsake us. So we need to remember that we're bigger than whatever life throws at us. But anyways, allocation, distribution of the self, of you and who you are. Whenever you're in a situation, or whenever you're in a relationship, we tend as humans to put all of ourselves into that relationship, or into that friendship, or into that situation first, without first analyzing and, you know, observing what it is the person needs or what it is the person wants. We just jump right into it and we put all of ourselves into it. We throw ourselves out there, you know, thinking that, you know, we're going to catch the fish on the hook. And a lot of times it's not that way. A lot of times the fish is going to steal the worm at the end. It's going to steal that lure. It's going to steal that bait. And we're going to end up just being left in the water, having to be reeled in and having to start all the way over, because we thought that the effort we was putting in was pitch perfect. And because we thought that the person was going to see that effort. But in reality, they didn't see the effort. They only saw the opportunity to take advantage. And it may not even, that may not even be the case. Maybe it's just a person who wasn't taught or who hasn't been taught how to handle all of that a person can give. And I talked about this even on my Instagram live, about allocation and how, you know, we can give so much to people and they can neglect it. But at the same time, we have to have an understanding of, you know, what does this person need? I talked about how some people can be loved in different ways, but I believe that all people needs to be loved equally. But the love that is shown is different. I'm not going to go up to a stranger and just hug them and kiss them on the cheek as I would do my mom. Or I'm not going to go up to a stranger that I don't know and just give them, you know, of course, I'm going to give them a welcoming posture and have a welcoming sense of, you know, body language. But I'm not going to have a welcoming sense as in, you know, you're my brother and you're my sister. It's going to be more so I want to get to know you so that I can have that brother and sister relation with you, so that I can create that environment where you are comfortable around me, to where we can get to the point to where we're hugging and we're able to express ourselves to each other. And we're able to support each other. But at the same time, we also have to take into consideration that everybody isn't meant for everything that we have. Everything we possess is not meant for everybody we encounter. And I take that to heart, and I say that seriously, because whenever you give everything to somebody and they misuse that everything, over time, you start to build up thought in your mind that maybe you're not perfect, or maybe you're not perfect for the situation, because nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect, but you may be the perfect person for a certain situation. But because you've misused and you've been misused, the amount of yourself that you give to people, a lot of times we start to think, oh man, I'm not worthy, or I'm not worth it, or I'm not good enough. And God is saying, no, you are good enough. I built you for this. You were born to do this. This is something that you know you can do. This is where you specialize in. And that's another thing. We can have specialization in one place in our life, but because we've been misused and mistreated, and because we've given so much energy, so much of ourselves to a certain person or a certain thing, we end up belittling ourselves. And something that we were once great at, now we've become mediocre. We've become average, and we don't want to be average. We're children of the Most High God. There's nothing. The Bible says, according to Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the powers that worketh within us. So if the power is in us and he's able to do whatever we can even imagine, whatever we can think. And now as humans, we think that some of our thoughts, some of our dreams are just astronomical, just some things that could are nearly impossible to do. So if we can think that as a human, if we think that what we do sometimes can be nearly impossible, just think what our God can do if he can do exceeding that, if he can do the abundance of what we already think. If we think that our thoughts are abundant, the Bible says, my thoughts are not your thought, neither are my ways your ways. The Bible says, according to Jeremiah 29:11, I have a plan for you, a plan of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So if God already has an expected end for us, why do we have our expectations so low? We set our standards so low. We expect so little. And then when we go to God, we pray and we pray and we pray and we ask for these little things. God is a big God that does big things. If he's going to bless us where we don't have room to receive it, why are we asking for things that we have room for? So you have to make sure that you're applying the right amount of you in every situation, in every friendship, in every relationship, so that whenever God, if God needs you to move, you're able to move without being hurt. You're able to move without anything lacking. You're able to move without losing anything. You're more so gaining, because see, in every situation, there's always going to be a lesson. So make sure you learn the lesson. Make sure you take heed to the signs. Make sure you take heed to the symbols. Make sure you take heed to the signs, the symbols, and the emotions, and everything that goes into play when it comes to making sure that you're putting yourself in the right position. You're putting yourself in the right posture. You're making sure the people around you are supposed to be in your surroundings. Making sure that the people in your circle are supposed to be in your circle. And they're not just on the outside looking in. They're also inside looking out, making sure that they're watching out for you. They have your back, and they're not stabbing you in your back and in the front. So we got to make sure that we have those people that, you know, that know our limits. We have to understand our limits ourselves. We have to understand that God is not going to put us in a situation that we don't, that we can't bear. He's not going to tempt us more than we can be tempted. So if he's not going to tempt us more than we can be, more than we can bear, why would we put ourselves in situations to where we're overwhelmed? Why do we put ourselves in overwhelming situations? There's not a time in our life where we should be overwhelmed, because God understands the situation we are. And then when we get in those situations, we blame it on God. We blame it on the devil. I'm not giving him any credit. He is the father of lies, and he will always be that to me. But we give the devil so much credit. Whenever you don't mention his name, whenever you don't give him credit, you have the power. We give the devil so much power. He does not have power unless we give it to him. So in any situation, make sure that you are the majority rule. Make sure that God has the last say-so and the first say-so. Make sure that he's the center, but also make sure that you implement yourself. Make sure that whenever you involve yourself in something, that it's beneficial to not just you, but to everybody involved. Don't be a parasite. That's what parasites do. They attach themselves to the host, and then they suck the life out of the host, and only the parasite is what's being benefited. But then after that, the parasite dies because it no longer has anything to give it life. So we have to make sure that each party is being benefited so that everybody can live a prosperous life. I pray that you were able to get something from this. And I just want to go ahead and give a quick prayer before I get off. But Lord God, I thank you right now for this broadcast. I thank you for those tuning in. I thank you for the millions, oh God, that you will expose me to through this podcast, oh God. I understand that the Bible declares despise not small beginnings. So I thank you, oh God, for the beginning. In Genesis, you said that everything you created was good. So God, I thank you that this be good also in your sight. I pray that from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, O God, that everybody under the sound of my voice, O God, will be healed, set free, and delivered, O God. They will flourish, O God. They will prosper, O God. They will help encourage. They will help uplift. They will help the enhancing of your kingdom, O God. They will edify your name. They will exalt your name, O Jesus Christ. And it is your Son, Jesus' name, I do plead and apply the blood of Jesus over every corner of this world, oh God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, even the intermediate directions, oh God. I close up every demonic portal, oh God, every demonic attack in the name of Jesus, oh God. I come against every disease in the atmosphere, oh God. I come against cancer. I come against diabetes. I come against mesothelioma, oh God. I come against hepatitis A and B, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I come against, oh God, everything that tries to attack us, for your word declares, oh God, we shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. So I decree and I declare life, and life in abundance. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful night.